Shalom to all. Today we're in Mishnah is Kalim, Perchav Zayin, Mishnah Dalin, Mishnah Hey, and today's Mishnah is bringing Lumishchas as Basra Achol, Shishi B'Zechad Avayin, Juzi B'Ghagon, Bikar of Mamish. Now the previous two Mishnahs we spoke about Beged, Sak, R and mafot, and the minimum size a piece of this has to be in order to be mekabel toma. We had said that a piece of beged, which is cloth, even if it's just 3x3 tefachim, it can be mekabel toma. Sack, which is made out of thicker material, that has to be 4x4 tefachim. R, which is leather, has to be 5x5 tefachim. And mafot, which is a mat, has to be 6x6 tefachim. Now, Mishnah Dalet tells us, hamekatzeh mikul on tefach al tefach tamei. If a person cuts a piece of these that's 1x1 tefach, that could be mekabel toma. The difference between this and the thing that we just mentioned from the previous mishnayos is that the previous mishnayos were talking about we had, let's say, a large baguette, for example, and it got worn away or it got torn, something happened to it, and we're left with just one little piece that's 3x3, so then it can be mekabel toma. That would apply to all the other things as well. But over here, when we're saying hamekatzeya, he's cutting, he's trimming, meaning he's making a real cheshbon. I want a specific piece that is 1x1 tefach, so that has chashivos, because he dafka cut it to that size, so even this can be mekabel toma, even though, again, it's just 1x1 tefach. And the reason why is because it's usable for a saddle. They would take it and use it as a patch for a saddle, and therefore, since it's sat on, it's Eidim Kabel Tomas Medras. Something similar, Mishule HaKupa, Tefach HaTefach, Tamei. If a Tefach by Tefach piece was cut from the bottom of a wooden box, that also would Eidim Kabel Tomas Medras, because somebody could sit on it. However, Mitzudade HaKupa, what about from the sides of the box? So Reb Shimon Matar, Reb Shimon says it's not Mekabel Toma, that's because the sides of the box are slightly rounded, so you can't really sit on a piece that's a Tefach by Tefach. Whereas a Chama and Chama argue, and they say that no, Hamakatse, Tefach HaTefach, Bechol Makayim, Tamei. If a person trims a Tefach by Tefach piece, it doesn't make a difference what he's trimming it out of. Even if it's the side of the box, it's going to be mekabel tumas midras because he cut that bechavana and it does have a use, and therefore it's going to be mekabel tuma. Moving on to Mishnah Hay, continue to discuss this. Beloye nafu kvara sheskina li yeshiva. The person has a worn out nafu kvara, which is a sieve or sifter, and he was metakin it for yeshiva, which over here means he just thought in his machshava. He decided, you know what, this sieve or sifter is not good for its original use, so I'm just going to use it to sit on. Rabbi Kiva Matam, Rabbi Kiva says, not mekabel tumas midras because it's meant for sitting on. Whereas a cham metarin achi katseya, cham say it's not mekabel tuma. Until he does a real action, he has to actually trim it and make it fit for sitting on. Another din, kisa shekatan shesh l'raglayim, we have a little kid's chair that has feet, like one of those little gan chairs that your kid sits on. Afal pi she'ein b'goy v'tefach, even if it's not a tefach high. Tamei, it's still in kabel tumas medras because it's meant for sitting on. And what about the following? Chalak shel katan, the garment or the piece of cloth that's worn by a little baby. So Blazer Amr, he says, kol shehu, even if it's very small, it's eidum kabel tumas medras. That's because it's roi, it's fitting and meant for this little child. However, it does have to be the minimum shear of a 3x3 tefachim. Just because it's meant for a little child, that doesn't mean that it can be smaller than 3x3 tefachim and 8 mekabel toma. Now, besides for this, they add on v'nimdad kaful, it's measured double. And the meaning of double over here is that since we're talking about a katan, a little kid or a baby, we wouldn't just take a cloth and put it on one side of him, we wrap it around him. Therefore, just a 3x3 piece of cloth itself is not good enough to be considered a baguette for the katan. It has to be double. It has to be 3x6 tefachim, so there's this extra length to be able to wrap around him, and only then it's going to be mekabel toma, according to the Chachamim. Whereas I'm for the day, pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Vav and Zayin, continue to discuss things that need to be doubled, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.